Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. We're here in scenic downtown Richmond Hill in the Plain Talk cockpit, and I want to introduce a really cool cat, Michael Ulch, the founder of an interesting new way to connect pilots, pilot life, and I might add, Michael also, not only does he create the technology, but he's also an owner and a pilot himself. Michael, welcome to Plain Talk.
Thanks, Phil. It's great to finally connect and get this podcast going. I can't wait to talk more about pilot life with you.
Sure. Well, how about telling the Plain Talk audience a little bit about Michael? When did you get licensed, and what airplane do you fly, and how many hours, and what made you decide to get into pilot life?
Sure. It's definitely an interesting story. How I got into aviation was not like some people that grew up through the generations loving and flying with their friends and families. I grew up in a little farm town outside London, Ontario, and just north of our farm, we had a glider club. And I remember looking up and always seeing the plane towing up the gliders and thought it was just really great. And we have a really amazing air show in London, Ontario that I try to get to annually. And I remember going as a kid. Then fast forward a little bit, I started becoming a tech person, a programmer, developer, and I ended up moving to Toronto. I just remember one day someone said to me, "What's new?" And I said, "Work was busy." And I took that home with me and I said, "Man, I need something more in my life. I need a hobby." So you may know here in Toronto, we have an amazing airport down on the island. And I decided to go for a discovery flight. Went down there, went up in the plane, loved the feeling, and like everybody else, I was hooked at that point. So that was probably about 6 years ago. Trained, got my private license, ended up getting my instrument rating, night rating, and I'm currently working on my commercial. Not for my own work, but it's definitely going to be something that I just want to... I'm a student pilot. I take myself as a student pilot. I'm always learning.
Let's not confuse the audience. Michael is not a student pilot. He's a licensed pilot. But I think your message is you're always learning, and subsequently your desire to get your commercial rating. And then I assume that as you want to continue learning, you know, your float rating and maybe an ATPL. Are you aware there's a little pilot shortage? You could be first officer for Air Canada in a few short years.
There we go. I think it'd be amazing. Yeah, I agree with you. I think I live by the adage of saying a good pilot is always learning. And that's the way I live. And that's the way I continue to progress in my own flying career.
And then you also own an airplane, I take it?
I do. So it was interesting. During COVID, I was renting planes from the flight school, and then it became one of the rules that you couldn't rent any longer, and they had to keep those planes for the students. I ended up picking up a DA-40, Diamond DA-40, which was an amazing plane. That's the plane that I did my instrument rating in. And for any pilot out there, it's an amazing, capable airplane to do that. And since then, I've upgraded to a Cirrus SR series, and I couldn't be more happy. It's a perfect airplane for me, perfect for my mission. And I have fun flying. And I try to do that at least once a week just to keep my skills and my proficiency up there.
How many hours in the logbook now?
I've just gone over my 500 hour, so that was a great accomplishment on my side. So friends and families were able to celebrate that with me.
Right.
And I think I'm up at about 600 now.
And you're past the danger zone.
I'm past the danger zone.
So now you've got, I assume, a huge lineup of friends and family wanting to go for like lunch in Montreal.
Yeah, for sure. I've actually got a nice lineup of people that want to get to the Air and Space Museums with me. So it's definitely something I can't go to enough. And if there's somebody wanting to go with me, I'm the first one to put my hand up and say, let's make a date.
Oh, perfect. Well, as you said, DNA didn't come from the family. It was more injected through osmosis. What made you decide to create the Pilot Life platform?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So when I was doing my flight training, I wasn't able to focus on it full time like some people are able to. So I would get down to the island airport at 7 a.m, meet up with my instructor. I'd fly for the next couple hours working on my private license and then be at work by 9 o'clock. So I was a little bit rushed. I would get in there, fly with my instructor and then leave. So the only person I really knew and was able to connect with was my instructor. I actually found flying to be a little bit of a lonely sport personally at the time. And I was making a lot of friends. I didn't have a lot of time to make friends that were interested in the same thing. And I just said, there's got to be another way for me to connect with pilots. And like I said, I'm a tech person. I'm someone that grew up with a computer, someone that's grown up with a phone. And I just sat back and thought, there's got to be a better way for me to do this. So that's where I started working on the Pilot Life app. And that's in its DNA. It's all about connecting pilots locally and across the world to help one another, to help us get up and inspire one another to fly more often and just keep that freedom of flight alive worldwide.
Amazing. And then, as you said, you can localize the Pilot Life community to other pilots flying out of the same airport if there's not a local flying club and get together for, you know, those IFR days of hangar flying and just continue social part face-to-face or virtually.
That's right. So it's one of those things that not everybody has the luxury to hang out at an airport hangar. Sometimes they don't have the time. So just with pulling down the barriers of all those things, we were able to create this amazing social network for pilots where they can be sharing their flights, they can be following one another, they can be commenting and asking questions with one another. And it can be, like you said, as hyper-local as the same people that fly at your airport. And it could be a pilot that's a world away that might fly an airplane that you fly.
And that might be eventually vacationing, you know, in your locale and now take them up for a scenic tour.
Yeah, 100%. We've had a lot of people using the application and they said, we love the fact of being able to drop into a city that we've never been before and say, who's around me? Who can I connect with? Who shares the love of aviation with me? And we've had a lot of people make great friends doing that.
So let's talk about how easy it is to use Pilot Life.
So first of all, Pilot Life's a free download. We want to keep a great experience for people that is free, especially when it comes to the student population. We want to make sure we take down that barrier of having to spend money to have a great experience in there. And you just download it. The first thing is we don't get you to register or anything. We just want to hook you with the amazing content there. So you'll see a great big feed of people across the world flying and sharing photos and videos. And then once you get the hook in there, you'll want to create your own account. If you want to talk about how easy it is to fly with it, all you need to do is there's a fly tab on there. It hooks into the GPS of your phone. You start your flight, you fly with it in the cockpit with you. And when you're done your flight, you end the flight. You add the photos and videos that you took along there. And then you're able to share that out with the global pilot community. And people are so excited to see new pilots come on board. They're liking, they're commenting, they're following them. And you're creating your own group of people that you enjoy hanging out with on this online social network.
So it really sounds like the Facebook experience, but adding in the whole flight tracking route, you know, component that's so unique to what we do in aviation as opposed to the more generic, you know, Facebook platform.
Yeah, 100%. What we were finding over the last few years is I think people were getting a little tired of the big social players when it came to different platforms out there. They didn't want to be in the algorithm anymore. We were finding that people were starting to say, what are my passions? And can I find a network platform like Pilot Life where I could say all of my aviation interests can be over in Pilot Life? And I don't necessarily have to use the big players anymore. We were finding that people were, and with Pilot Life, it's a little bit more, it's a richer experience than say an Instagram or a Facebook, because you can pick it out flying, it tracks your flights, it geotags where you took your photos and your videos. It then allows you to save that to your own pilot logbook. And it has a great pilot logbook if people are looking for a digital companion to their paper one. It's got clubs that people can join that are aviation specific. It's got a chat feature that allows you to connect directly to other pilots. So it's a little bit richer experience than the other ones. And it's really just focused on aviation.
Very focused. I think that's a key message.
Yeah, 100%. It's nothing but aviation in there.
Have you been tracking, you know, the most common aircraft that's on Pilot Life?
Yeah, for sure. Just from a stats perspective, it's quite interesting. We've got over 10,000 pilots in the platform now. We've tracked over 21,000 flights. And I'd say, looking at the stats, our top aircraft would be the Cessna 172. And I don't think that's any surprise, just for the fact that we do have a lot of student pilots in the system. And 172 is just a great trainer aircraft for those flight schools.
Are you adding any AI to the platform?
Yeah, so if you look at AI, you're just looking at what are the capabilities of the device that you're flying with. So we do a lot of advanced track log analysis, and that's really become important if you're a student pilot and you don't want to miss any time for your reports. We look at nighttime calculations very, very accurately, so you'll never miss any of your nighttime flying. And just based on using the device's capabilities, we're able to tell when you took your brakes off, the time that you took off, the time that you landed, and the time that you came in and applied your brakes. So from an accuracy perspective, and especially if you're a student pilot or a pilot going for a new license or rating, we're extremely accurate in getting those times for you.
Especially folks that are working on the commercial or ATPL, frozen ATPL. 100%. And yeah. Especially with the cost of rental aircraft for a student pilot these days, to try to minimize your total cost of education through renting the right amount of time. That seems like a very cost-effective outcome that the Pilot Life technology brings.
100%. And we've got great logbook reports in our platform that allows the pilot to run these reports, and it shows all their experience and all the variety of aircraft that they've flown, all the nighttime landings, all the nighttime. So when it comes from a license or a new license or a rating application or an insurance application, they're finding that the logbook reports that we're producing are incredibly accurate. The other thing that we're really, really excited to announce is we've just released last week the ability for Pilot Life to auto-track your flights if you're using an iPhone. And that means you can just download Pilot Life, set up your account, keep your phone in the cockpit. You don't even need to bring it out. And if you're a flight instructor or if you're a student and you flew three times that day, Pilot Life is in the background tracking each one of your flights. And when you're done for the day, it's just going to pop up a simple notification to say, looks like you had three great flights today. Come in and review them. You go in, you look at the data, you add your photos and your videos, share it out with the global pilot community, and put that right into your logbook.
One of the cool things that I've been doing with my logbook, although my paper companion logbook, is continuing the fine required tradition, at least back in the day when I did my license, of getting my logbook stamped. In fact, a buddy of mine were in London yesterday, not London, England, sadly, London, Ontario, for a fantastic brunch at the Katana Cafe.
Love Katana.
And the food's awesome, and the environment's even better, and it's not a greasy spoon, airport cafe, not that there's anything wrong with that, but of course we visited the NAV Canada Flight Information Center and had them stamp my logbook. And I think that's kind of a fun tradition of adding a little color to your logbook as opposed to, you know, dates and times. Is there an opportunity to embed photos into the Pilot Life digital logbook?
Yeah, for sure. That's actually one of the interesting things. I was using other products that, like, the interesting thing with Pilot Life is it's at its core, it's a pilot community. It's all about connecting pilots there. We did start off as a digital pilot logbook.
Oh.
Just because we knew that people needed a logbook solution. And we knew that people had their paper logbooks. And we weren't saying that you were supposed to get rid of those. We were just saying there's a great opportunity to have an electronic companion for those times that you lost your logbook or it was in a fire. And
stolen.
And I keep a paper logbook myself, and it's just one of those things that I got a really nice leather-bound one, and it's just going to be an artifact of my flying, and I'm going to give it to my kids when I retire.
But you know, I great minds think alike. When our kids started flying with me, our pilot shop at the now demised Buttonville Airport sold passenger logbooks. So I got the kids each one a passenger logbook, and whether they flew with Air Canada or Air Dad, you know, we put an entry in and we get interesting places to stamp their logbooks. And
it's a great idea.
But to your point about protecting your asset, very important. I had my flight bag stolen out of my car when I started flying. That was like really annoying, while the stuff in my flight bag, like an E6B and a ruler and some pencils and, you know, a couple hundred dollars, you know, $500 headset, completely replaceable. My logbook, not so much.
100%.
Fortunately, I had a photocopy of my my logbook, but it really was that, you know, call to action to have a copy. And today, fast forward, we can do that, you know, the old school way with a photocopy machine, or the digital way with technology like Pilot Life.
Yeah, 100%. So back to your original question, I was using other products and they let me put my photos in, and it just became one of those things where I was like, I love sharing my flights with my friends and my family. I put things on social networks. That's where I was just like, this all makes sense to be together somehow. So, you know, the ability for Pilot Life to track where I've flown. And when I say track where I've flown, it's doing ground speeds, altitudes, headings, tracks, all those things while I'm flying. And then it comes back and it packages up into this great thing, and I can add my photos and my videos to it, and it geotags where I took those photos, and I can end up sharing out that flight to interested people, my friends, my families, my followers on Pilot Life. And the interesting thing is, if somebody sees something really, really cool on there, because it geotags where your photo was, whereas the other applications don't let you geotag and they don't let you share it out, somebody could see something really cool in one of my flights and they could say, man, that looks great. I'm going to see where that was taken and I'm going to go fly that myself. And I'll give you an example of one that became a little bit popular. I've got some friends that are in the storm chase community, and they knew that a tornado had gone through Algonquin Park. So I did a little bit of research to fly over Algonquin because there's some regulations about how to fly over that park here in Canada. And we flew to the northeast side of Algonquin, and all of a sudden out of this treed area, you saw a mile wide swath of trees that had just been knocked down.
Wow.
And I was doing my own little storm survey damage flyover, and that became quite popular on Pilot Life. And people could actually see where I took those photos. And I know that some people actually took that and put it as part of their next flight plan. And they went up and they flew over top of it themselves. It was a once in a lifetime adventure to go see that.
Well, that's amazing. Was there an airport close by you could land and go hike through the disaster zone?
There wasn't, and with the plane that I had not being a float plane, it was definitely, and if you've ever flown over Algonquin Park, you're always looking for places to land in case your engine goes out.
Well, we might say that your airplane is a float plane, but it's just a one-time use float.
Yeah, single use.
You know, especially as you pointed out, it's like trees and lakes and rocks, and if you were to have an engine failure, it's like the best of the worst to... put the aircraft down.
And getting back to your point on the passenger side, I've also flown with other people that have been using Pilot Life. And as you go up there, it asks what type of role you are. Are you PIC, SIC, are you instructor? One of the roles we have in the app is a passenger. So people that are just passengers in planes, but they want to record all their flying adventures and share that out there, they can easily use Pilot Life to do that themselves and just set themselves as a passenger. It's not going to count towards any PIC time, but you create some really cool things in this application that you're able to share out and connect with other people.
So really a much broader audience out to the aviation enthusiasts.
That's right. I find like our target market really is the general aviation pilot. We really want to see where these people are flying, what they're doing, and how their flying careers are progressing.
So in lieu of the shrinking pilot community, certainly in Canada, the numbers have been diminishing, not growing, but you know, the real growth area, at least from a licensing perspective, are our RPAS friends. Are you seeing a new version of Pilot Life on the horizon that brings the RPAS folks into the platform?
Yeah, I've had that question asked about whether we'd be putting drone pilots into this or not. And drone flying is just not my, it's not my expertise right now. I definitely think it's one of those things that we could investigate. But we're a small team here in Toronto. We're a small startup. And we're really just focused on bringing a great, great experience to pilots that are flying around the world. So we have different countries to learn on how people fly in those areas and what's important to them. And we seem like we're quite busy still learning that part up. We're constantly improving the platform. Every time we have a new feature request come in or something that we've thought about, we always want to make sure that we stick true to our DNA of how can we make this part of this social platform? How can we let the individual pilot learn a little bit more about their flying? We know we're never going to be the ForeFlights and the Garmin pilots of the world because we just don't have that backing. But I think that we can have a really, really great place in the aviation space when it comes to connecting these people, really pushing that value of adventure, community, and aviation passion. And that's just going to help us to inspire one another to get flying more often, which we know makes us all better pilots, especially when we know that there's a fun reason to do it.
You know, I would just mention ForeFlight. In the very, very, very beginning was two guys in a garage.
Yeah.
Now owned by Boeing. So you too started as like one guy, you know, in Toronto and could turn into a Boeing company.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And everybody had to start somewhere. Yeah. We wanted to take the, or I wanted to, when I say we, it's a little bit more of a way of talking, but like when I started, I wanted to make it feel bigger. I wanted to make it feel like the ForeFlights of the world. And I think over time we just learned that, you know, it was all about the people. It was all about the pilots. So I'll give you an interesting thing. This year at Oshkosh, everybody kept asking in previous years if I was going to have a booth there. And I didn't really think it was the right thing to do. So this year, what I did is I took to social and I said, I'm going to be at Oshkosh this year. I've created some really awesome t-shirts. They had an F1 theme to them. I said, just find me at Oshkosh and grab a t-shirt. And I can't tell you the number of people that found me just walking through Oshkosh, through the Boeing Plaza, that either had seen it on social media that I was going to be there, or just recognized me and the branding. And it was really, really cool to see people come up and say, hey, are you Pilot Life? And I said, yeah. And they're like, we've been using your app and it's really, really incredible. So I think we can start to see that growth in the brand awareness coming out in a good way. And we just want to be known, not necessarily as somebody that has a booth at Pilot Life, but we want to be part of the action. We want to be part of the parties where the people are hanging out, where the pilots are connecting, because that's really what our DNA is all about.
Well, and it's way more fun to be at a party than inside a booth. No air conditioning.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, we'd rather be at the party.
Yeah, way more fun. Absolutely. And I seem to recall talking about parties, bumping into you at the Cirrus Customer Appreciation event at Oshkosh.
Yeah, 100%. Cirrus puts on a great party when it's Oshkosh, and it was great to be part of that one. Cirrus has they've got a great thing when it comes to what they call the Cirrus Life. And if I think about Pilot Life and how that works out for Cirrus, it's a great connection there. Cirrus, they just want to engage the people who fly Cirruses. They want their friends to invite, they want them to invite their friends and become part of that community. And that actually speaks to a really cool feature that we built recently called the clubs in Pilot Life. So as much as you can take Pilot Life and go out flying and share those flights with your friends and your family and pilots around the world, we knew that people were going to naturally want to organize themselves into smaller groups. So we created the clubs feature. And that could be something as big as a manufacturer and as small as you and your best friends in, like me and my best friends here in Toronto. And you can create these clubs, and these clubs just bring people around common interests, flying styles, what they fly, the location they're in. And in there, they can engage with one another that might not be part of the broader conversation, but it's something based around a similar interest.
So as you said, you know, easy to get into Pilot Life, free download, doesn't cost any money. Recently, you came out with Pilot Life Pro. What's that about?
So yeah, we, like I said, we want the platform to be a great experience for everybody for free. But we've got to keep the lights on. So we came out with Pilot Life Pro, and it just has advanced features that solve users' needs, make it a little bit easier, a little bit more advanced flying and logging. So we have certain things like the nighttime calculations, using AI to determine when you released your brakes, when you took off, when you landed, and when you put the brakes on. And we're just going to continually build out more of those pro features that people will start to enjoy. One really cool one that we launched about a month ago, and this is something I always, always wanted an app to do, and I always put it in my logbook, was when you take off and when you land, Pilot Life is going to analyze your track log. It's going to figure out which runway you took off, which runway you landed, and it's also going to record the weather at the time of takeoff and landing. And it sounds cool. It looks great. It's something you can share through the app out to social or your friends. But what's important about it is it helps me learn a little bit more about my own flying. It tells me which runways I'm usually using and the weather conditions that were present at the time that was happening. So I can start to say, okay, my current crosswind personal minimum might be 10 knots. But I might start to see in the app that I'm starting to inch closer to 12 or 15. And so that helps me build out my personal minimums to be a little bit higher than they were before. And that's just learning that you wouldn't have been able to do. But now Pilot Life records all that for you and shows it to you in a really cool, easy to understand way.
And I might add that it's less than a cup of coffee a month.
Definitely less than a cup of coffee. I I think it's about 350 Canadian. The actual price is 299 US. So it always goes up and down in a Canadian way. But yeah, it's really cheap. And I think we want to keep it that way because there are other products out there that people might want to move to. And we're not for flight. We're a different product. And we want to make sure that people understand that. And the pricing will help educate people on that.
Of course. So I promise not to tell a soul. What's on the horizon at Pilot Life?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. I think, I don't want to give away everything here, but it's one of those things that I think we've built a great platform. We've got a great pilot experience. We've got a great logbook feature. We've got these clubs. We're dabbling in AI to see how that can help things. I think what we want to do is we just want to extend all of those things out to just make them even better. So I think they'll start to find, you know, how can I find things that are very local to me? How can I find events that are local to me? How can I find clubs that are local to me? And when I say local, it doesn't mean where I am today. It could be where I am tomorrow or where I'm flying to next week. We want to make sure that the app is easier to use and that we're using the device to its full capabilities. Where are interesting places to fly? We just want to make that experience better for every single person that's using it. And we're just going to build upon the platform we already have because I think we have a really great base for it.
Any final words or thoughts for the Plane Talk audience, Michael?
Yeah, for sure. What we really want to do is we just are there to connect people, whether it's pilot to pilot, student and instructor, young person who wants to fly and seasoned aviators, enthusiasts that have turned into pilots, hyperlocal to global connections. We just want to facilitate more of those connections. We're a pilot community platform with great features that make your own flying very interesting. And we just want to build that community out there and keep the freedom of flight alive for everyone.
So, Mike, for Plane Talk listeners, how do they get Pilot Life?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. You can go to pilotlife.com and you'll find easy links to download it right to your phone. Or you could just search for Pilot Life on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Wow, sounds like it's uber easy to join the Pilot Life community.
It is, and we can't wait to see you on the platform.
It's so important, especially in these days of challenging general aviation environments. Michael, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk.
Thank you, Phil. It's been great chatting.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.